Welcome once again to the L&D Ninja Podcast. I am your host, Reggie Padin, coming to you live. And actually, we're not live. It's pre-recorded and edited. But we're coming to you from the RTP in North Carolina. It used to be in Miami. Now I'm here and battling the cold and all of that. But it's all good. It's all good. If this is your first time, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And if this is your first time or it's not your first time and you haven't done so, please don't forget to subscribe, share, like, and comment. It means a lot to us. It means a lot to me. And it helps guide sort of the conversation. This episode is brought to you by LearnForward.ai. LearnForward.ai. Unleash the power of AI to create, tailor, and optimize your learning products, providing an unprecedented, seamless experience. LearnForward.ai transforms the way you design education, making it easy as a few clicks. That's LearnForward.ai. Learn, the number four, word.ai. So, we got that out of the way. I've been battling a little cold here, so bear with me if I am clearing, as I clear my throat from time to time. Today we're going to be discussing sort of an ongoing conversation that we've been having on the impact of AI in learning and development. But today I wanted to focus on something that it's definitely it has become more and more a topic of conversation. And that is the conversation around micro-learning. And that's why I'm entitling this podcast, Why Micro-Learning is Not So Micro. I think it's going to be, if not already, it's definitely in many ways the way to go in helping adult learners stay up to speed with what they need to learn. Now, I want to preface that by saying that I am very much so for... I guess longer content. There's a place and a time for that. I love workshops. I love seminars. I love, structured classes, and those of course take longer to digest. And I'm also for the traditional e-learning model that we've known up to now. But the reality is that we're facing an uphill battle with. How fast things are going in the marketplace, and also the fight that you and I have in our hands constantly with people's attention span. Thank you, YouTube. Thank you, social media. It's interesting how the attention span of individuals today is even worse. And people are in all honesty, people are super busy, right? And so. I look back at my career, and in the corporations that I've helped in the area of learning and development, and I have no idea. I have no idea how people completed some of those courses. Now I know that, especially with e-learning, they could exit the course and they could come back to that spot. But it's not the same. It's not the same as micro learning. And, when I was in retail, when I was helping a retail company revamp their L&D process, people were at the store and they were dealing with, customers and in and out of customers. And so it was very difficult to have them, train on store operations or product or sales or any of that. They had, bits and pieces there. And I think that even though this is, 2008, individuals in the retail space, because we want them trained and we want them, up to speed with the latest products and how to sell those products and how to deal with the customer. They just don't have the long period of time to be able to do that. And I think micro learning is perfect in that situation, right? Two to 5 minute segment on store operations or product knowledge or customer service or sales techniques or even compliance would be great, right? They can complete that, come back, you know, they can go back to what they need to do, and then come back to that training. But it's not just retail. When I was in telecommunications, you know, we had all sorts of departments, right? And they all needed training, and they all needed sort of not only compliance at the compliance level and, you know, information security, but also leadership, management, communication. I remember my classes in some of those environments were, you know, 3 hours long, right? Once a week. And it was tough for everybody to, you know, show up every single time, because, I mean, who has 3 hours, right, out of their day to sit in a classroom, right? Again, there's a time and a place for that. I think that is still necessary. I think that we, you know, we have to still deliver those, but in most situations it's kind of difficult, especially when you're dealing with different departments and they all have their cadence and they have their sort of their rhythm, and so it's difficult sometimes to get everybody on the same page. So in that case, micro learning would also be beneficial, because people could take sort of a prescribed set of courses that, when they add up, right, when you take the totality of what they're learning, it would equal the same learning, right? Whether it's a 3 hour, you know, 1 hour, 3 hour class, or it's 3 hours over 2 to 5 minutes at a time, it adds up. And I would probably argue that it gives the individual more time to process, right? Now, it's not just you drink from the fire hydrant, learn everything you need to know in the next 3 hours, right? If you've been doing this long enough as an NLD professional, or if you've been on the receiving side, you know how tough that is, right? And most of us, realistically, we just don't, you know, we don't have that kind of time. And so people are sitting there fidgety, right? Or checking their emails or replying to emails, or even working. You know, I've been in situations where I'm teaching a class on leadership or management or communication, and you know, you have people, you know, doing work as they're doing that. So how much learning are they getting? You know, is it just to check the box, or do we want them to learn? And so that becomes a difficult. You know, I worked for 5 years in 2 different accounting firms with highly intelligent people. I mean, these were probably the smartest people that I've worked with. And they were super, super, I mean, they're very good at their jobs. But as you know, accountants need to complete CPEs, attorneys need to complete CLEs, and who has time, right, to sit there? And that was an ongoing battle, right? Because people, you know, they needed to complete X number of courses or credits per year. And that was difficult for most professionals. And so what they would do is take the last month right before they had to. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus, but it's just the way it is. They would, you know, take the last month before reporting and, you know, try to complete as many of those credits as possible. And they would argue with me, I don't have time. Well, it's your license, right? You need to complete it. If not, you know, we can't vouch for you. And so in those cases, I think that, you know, micro learning also would be super, super beneficial, right? Because they could take it in small bites, and still, you know, progress toward the finish line, which is not only the CPE and CLEs that they need or the CUs that they need to stay compliant, but I think, you know, more importantly is upskilling and getting better at what they do, right? And so, I don't know. What do you think? Tell me what you think about maybe micro learning in your context. I would be very curious to hear your thoughts. And yeah, so share with the rest of us what you think. So, micro learning, it's not so micro. I think that is the it's the way to. I think this is the way we're going, right? And then you take AI and micro learning and you fuse the two. and you have a powerful combination, right? We've talked in previous, the AI is learning more about the individual, what they need to learn, right? And it's giving them the content they need in real time, sort of in at a pace that they can manage, okay? And so I'm telling you that this is huge. If you're not involved in any way, shape, or form with micro learning, I suggest that you start getting immersed in it, because it's going to be, I think it's going to be very important. And it takes a lot of creativity to ensure that those lessons tie together, you know, nicely. So let's talk about, you know, some of the reasons why I think, aside from what we discussed or the experiences that I've had, you know, what are some of the benefits with micro learning? I think I alluded to this already, but it helps take that learning, I guess the macro, and really focus and target it to what they need at that particular moment, right? And it can help them master that before they get to the next, you know, to the next level. And so it's really zeroing in on what they need at that time, right? And again, you take AI, and AI is understanding what the individual sort of needs, and it's sort of creating that content on the go and giving it to that individual. It's mind blowing, right? So that's one benefit. That definitely it forces the individual to remain focused on that. And that, you know, that tidbit, right? That small amount of information, that skill they need to learn before they move on. And I think that's great. I think that the second benefit, if you want to call it that, it's that it's flexible, right? And adaptable. And so, again, as much as I am for having the workshops and the seminars and the long classes, I love that. I love, you know, interacting with people and being in a classroom or in a setting like this. Most people do not have that time. The professionals don't have that kind of time consistently. And so it becomes really, really tough. Those of you who are in L&D, you know what I'm talking about, right? It becomes so tough for logistical reasons to get these things going, right? It's really tough. And so, you know, micro learning can be very focused and targeted, but it can be also flexible, right? And adaptable. And the individuals can consume that as they go about their business, right? In their lives. That's why podcasting has become, you know, so big. And blogging and micro learning, you know, micro courses and YouTube, right? Those, you know, I want to learn something in 5 minutes, right? And so it gives people the tools they need at that particular moment, and they can take it in that bite size. I have even caught myself, and I don't know about you, but you know, if you're into doing do it yourself at home, there's a couple of things. You know, when my wife and I moved to North Carolina, there's a couple of things we needed to do, and we still need to do to our house. I wanted to learn. Okay, how do you do? And I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to scare anybody there. But you know, dealing with stuff that you need to do around the house, and I found myself being annoyed with when I was watching a YouTube video, and they went into a long introduction about, you know, I don't care about any of that. Just tell me how to do it. 1, 2, 3, right? Just get to it, right? And I, you know, I said to myself, oh my gosh, I've been conditioned, as have, you know, many people. We've been conditioned to, hey, give me what I need now so I can apply it now. Right. And that's how we learn. Right. And that's how people, adults learn. I don't care about that other fluff. I don't care about the ins and outs. And I just want to know what I need to know right now in order to apply it right now. I don't have time. Right. And so micro learning gives people that opportunity, which brings me to the next benefit of micro learning. So we've talked about, you know, focus and targeted courses that move people towards the skills, towards the skill level they need. It's flexible and adaptable, so they can on their go. You know, they and this is the beauty. This is the beauty of microlearning, is you can provide it in their preferred learning style. You know, some people just want to read it. You know, maybe they're on a train or on the plane or somewhere. They just want to read that content, and some people may want to just listen to it. That's why in the case of this podcast and many other podcasts, we offer it both in video and audio so people can learn in their preferred style, okay? The next one is that it's when you do it that way, it becomes more engaging and potentially interactive, right? And so if people go in, you know, understanding, okay, this is going to be a 3-minute, 5-minute lesson specifically on what I need to know. And if that lesson or that course, that mini course has something for me to do to, you know, sort of apply what I'm learning, they're engaged, right? You're keeping people engaged, and they're going to want to come for more, right? So they're going to come back to it. And I don't want to be, you know, idealistic, right? Again, I know that for most busy professionals, learning and development is not at the top of their priority list. But I think that if L&D professionals and organizations make a way for people to learn this way, they'll remain more excited about what they're learning. And then finally, I think this is probably one of the things that I've experienced about creating microlearning, and that is that it's more cost effective. And what I mean by that is, again, if people are from the learner side, right, they don't have to sit there for 3 hours, and you know, you don't have to pull people away from, you know, that's expensive, right? I remember sitting in a classroom, and you know, they were executives, and they were not, you know, they were not paying attention. So I asked a question. I said, look, I know that a lot of you are super, super busy. So if I were to take how much each of you makes per hour, right, and then, you know, add it up together, and then we have to add how many hours we're spending in training and how many sessions we have to have, it becomes, I mean, when you look at it that way, right? And then you look at facilities, and you look at, you know, all the other things that you need to provide in order to have a successful face-to-face training session, it becomes incredibly expensive. And if people are not paying attention because their minds are, you know, on the jobs that they need to do, it becomes, I mean, it's just outrageous how much, you know, how much an organization can spend on learning and development. Learning and development is not cheap. Right? It's very expensive. So microlearning can become very, you know, cost effective because, again, you're giving them what they need at that particular time, right? From the L&D professional, you and I know how much things change all the time. And if you, let's say, if you spend, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks putting a 2-hour, you know, online module together, right? It's just one long course, right? You just you recorded one long session and you chopped it up or what have you, but you put it in one course and then something changes, right? You have to do that process all over again, right? And so it becomes very, very expensive. And so if you're focusing on micro learnings, you can just go to that, you know, that spot where that change occurred and just redo that piece, and then everything else stays the same. It becomes a good proposition because you're not having to redo everything again. So microlearning, I think, is definitely here to stay. Join the conversation. I would love to hear what your thoughts are, what you're doing. You know, share with the rest of the community what you're doing with in this area, or if you're considering. And let me know how things are going, because I think that definitely it's a conversation that is not going, you know, it's here to stay. And so with that, thank you so much for joining me today. Like, share, subscribe, join the conversation. And I really, really appreciate your tuning in. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, however you're listening or watching this podcast, thank you so much. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.